It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Mornell with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham on Wednesday issued new public health emergency orders on COVID-19 that are scheduled to take effect today. These orders prohibit gatherings of more than 10 people. The order also mandates the following: restaurants, bars, breweries, eateries, and other food establishments must close to dine-in customers. Takeout and home delivery are permitted. Indoor shopping malls must close. Recreational facilities, health clubs, and resort spas must close. Theaters and movie theaters must close. Flea markets also must close. Important stipulations within the order include typical office environments that are not engaging in the provision of an essential service. They should limit operations to the greatest extent possible and minimize employee contact. Hotels, motels, and other places of lodging shall not operate at more than 50% of maximum occupancy. This restriction does not apply to operations providing lodging to healthcare workers or those businesses providing temporary housing to individuals employed and working in New Mexico. These places are exempt from the order and may remain open. Grocery stores and pharmacies, shelters, courthouses, banks, correction and detention facilities, hospitals and other healthcare facilities as well, and places of worship only during regular hours. Now, this order is in effect until April 10th. In more news, the New Mexico Department of Health has announced that the Public Health Division will be providing COVID-19 coronavirus testing tomorrow in Las Cruces, New Mexico, with time and location scheduled to be announced today. The department says priority testing will be provided for the following: people sick with symptoms of COVID-19 infection, fever, cough, or shortness of breath, people who have recently traveled from Europe to include Italy, China, Iran, South Korea, Japan, Seattle, New York City, San Francisco, and Portland. The department says that it is critical that all New Mexicans know that those without symptoms of COVID-19 infection do not need testing for COVID-19. Let's go now to a local viewpoint. In a time with so many uncertainties, it's important to listen to experts and get good information. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts.
It feels like we're all in the opening scenes of a horror movie, with birds flocking ominously on power lines all over town. Some people see the danger coming and scramble to board up the windows. Others scoff at the nervous Nellies and go about their business as usual. But experts tell us a lot of people will get sick from the coronavirus here, just as they have in other countries. And so, the government is taking measures that are clearly disproportionate to the problem that now exists. Last week, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham shut down the schools. Any event intended to draw a crowd has been canceled. The decision by the NBA to cancel its season seemed rash, until we learned that same night that two of the players for the Utah Jazz had tested positive for the virus. Many of the things I look forward to each spring won't happen this year. The Sunshine Week event we had scheduled for last week had to be canceled. Our topic was the future of community journalism. My Nuggets and Avs had both locked up playoff spots with young, exciting teams. The Aggies looked like a lock to make it back into the NCAA tournament. My team in the Fantasy Baseball League, started years ago by former Sun News sports editor Teddy Feinberg, was eager for revenge after losing to former Sun News copy editor Wes Schwengels in the finals last year. I've tried not to pay too much attention to the stock market's wild swings and calamitous plunge, given the fact that I could neither change it nor predict where things will be at the end. I do expect that a great deal of wealth will be lost. But all that matters now is staying healthy. I know there are brilliant people working tirelessly to address this pandemic, and I have tremendous faith in their knowledge and skills. But I don't trust the person who's leading the nation. The president has told us that everybody who wants a test can get one. That wasn't true. He told us sick people were going to work and doing fine. That wasn't wise. He told us at the start that only 15 people were infected, and the number would quickly go down to zero. We're taking our cues from the medical experts. We're staying off airplanes and avoiding cruise ships like the plague. We're working from home and holding our conferences by Skype. We recognize that friendly gestures like a handshake may hold hidden dangers. We're washing our hands more and paying more attention to the public surfaces we come in contact with. I didn't realize how often I touch my face. If I don't think about it, my hands just instinctively go to my eyes and mouth all the time. So now I think about it. We stay home more, and when we do go out, we give a wide berth to anybody who looks like they may have the sniffles. There will be more closures and enforced restrictions in the days ahead, as the number of those infected continues to grow. Some will accuse the government of overreacting. I sure hope those folks are right. I'm not relying on it. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel predicted when he filed his commentary that more restrictions were in fact announced, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.